Welcome to another Music Minute with the Eagle.
So we're on to a new artist today. I'm excited to see who it is.
Well, today we're going to talk about the historic band that is Bon Jovi.
But people want to know, so let's talk about them.
Bon Jovi is one of rock and roll's biggest success stories, starting in the early 80s and hasn't stopped selling out shows since. They jumped from one decade to another with more strength and diversity than most glam rock bands of their time.
How are they able to do that?
Well, they happen to have one of the most talented and charismatic rock stars in the world, John Bon Jovi, in front of them. That may have helped. He is actually technically the only artist part of the band that is signed to the record label, and the rest of the band are his employees. An interesting business model for a band.
It seems like that would cause problems in the long run.
Quite the contrary, Bon Jovi's lineup has remained solid throughout their 30-plus year career. The only exceptions being the dismissal of bass player Alec John Such in 1994 and the departure of longtime songwriter and guitarist Richie Sambora in 2013. I don't think many bands can brag about such a static lineup, especially for 30 or more years.
I'm sure they accomplished a lot over such a long period of time.
They have won Grammy Award in 2007 for Best Country Collaboration with vocals for the song Who Says You Can't Go Home, and two World Music Awards in 1995 and 2005 for Best Selling Rock Artist, and a Global Icon Award in 2010 during the MTV Europe Music Awards. In addition, both John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2009.
You've done it again, highlighting another one of the greats.
That was another Music Minute with the Eagle.